Hey there, comics and crypto critters, and welcome back to HODL or Sell, where we'll be breaking down Amazing Spider-Man number 129. Remember, this is not financial advice, but purely for entertainment purposes only. We are simply letting you know what we plan to do, not what you should do. Have fun, and remember to subscribe, like, and hit that notification button to receive weekly updates on all our content. This Monday, April 24th, we are getting the Bronze Age comic Amazing Spider-Man number 129, the first appearance of the Punisher. Ah yes, the Punisher, a war veteran who seeks ultimate brutal justice after the murder of his wife and kids. He's like Batman, if Batman had a thing for automatic weapons and shooting people in the f***ing face. He's a walking contradiction, a lethal force of justice who's not afraid to get his hands dirty. But let's not forget, Punisher's not exactly a hero, a vigilante who's willing to do whatever it takes to take down the people he deems bad. And this unhinged, PTSD-riddled, Dirty Harry offspring made his debut next to the witty, wisecracking, friendly neighborhood Spider-Man. Time and time again, I am reminded of just how bold the Spider-Man comic series can be. This comic in particular is often cited as one of the first examples of the grim and gritty style of storytelling that would become popular in the 1980s, and it set a new standard for the portrayal of violence in comics. Portrayed by Jon Bernthal, the most recent version of the Punisher debuted in the second season of the Netflix series Daredevil and later reprised the role in his solo series The Punisher, which also aired on Netflix. Jon Bernthal will return to his role as the Punisher in the Disney Plus series Daredevil Born Again. According to GoCollect, Amazing Spider-Man number 129 as a 9.8 grade is currently valued at $30,000 with a one-year average sale of $31,500. Before we give our final verdict, we want to remind you that digital slabs are now available at cherrycharts.com. These slabs are a free and fun way to show off your VVNFT comics on all of your favorite social media platforms. For our final verdict, we sentence this comic to HODL. This is considered one of the most popular comics in history and not only holds tremendous value, but also has big upside. With Jon Bernthal being cast in the Disney Plus series Daredevil Born Again, we're not only going to see this character make his return to the MCU, but it's possible we could see him become a larger and more consistent character. We're very excited for the future of this comic, and we will look to stack this one in the marketplace. Please make sure to reference the spreadsheet on our link tree for each comic definition and ranking. The link will be included in the details below. Also, if you would like to see our weekly comic book rankings, please make sure to follow us on Twitter at Comics and Crypto. We will have new VV comic book rankings every other Monday.
Oh, yeah?